Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
The best part of your month for the month of June. It's a feel-good Friday today. We do this on the final Friday of every month. People get to call in and tell us about the best part of their month. And I got to really think. It's been kind of a crappy month.
Oh,
sad day for Jer Bear.
Oh, I've had some pretty big highlights.
Pretty big? Yeah. I think the only big highlight for me is that it's Dad Shirt Friday.
Hey!
Go check out the video on our Instagram.
You are celebrating.
Katie, Josh. on the IG. Really excited to see that I come in this morning. Katie's sick, just days before we're all leaving for some vacation time.
I know.
That's nice of you.
I've been feeling kind of under the weather for a couple days, and I've
What's wrong with you?
It's the allergies. It's the weather changing all over the place. It's hot, it's cold, it's raining, and that messes with me. But I woke up today, and I was like,
you sound like a smoker.
I know, and I took some DayQuil. I'm trying to fight it, you know, but here's the thing. It is hard for us to take a scheduled day off. Did you really just want me to be like, I can't come in today. I got the sniffles.
Well, it is kind of weird to like take days off when we're going to be taking vacation next week.
So I didn't know. Like, we don't call in sick. It's not an option.
We fight through it.
You know, so it's like, I took some medicine.
You're sounding better. Like when you first came in, you were like,
hey, what's up? Good morning. it's good to be here. Happy Friday.
It really does mess with me though. Like even my grip, I noticed. I don't know what's wrong with it.
What's wrong with your grip?
I don't know, but I came in today and I have my water bottle and my coffee cup, and I was trying to juggle them to open the door out front, and my water bottle went flying in the air.
Oh, what a day.
I went to grab it, and as I did that, I poured almost my entire cup of coffee right across the front of my shirt. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see
wet t-shirt contest.
I am dealing with a wet shirt on top of not feeling well.
Our viewer numbers just went way up on the YouTubes.
My gosh.
What a day to wear a white t-shirt, too.
But I'm here. We're doing it.
You'll
be
fine.
Feeling okay. I know everything's fine.
I'm sorry to hear about your grip strength, though.
I know. I don't know.
It's
going to
throw a curveball into our softball game after the show.
I know.
So,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
I'll be in the outfield. That's where you can find me.
Well, I hope you feel better today. Is there anything else we can get you? Cough drop, a lozenge?
Both of those things would be wonderful.
Some saran wrap to wrap around your face? Anything?
If you put some lemon, a little spritz of lemon.
Can we move you into the next room, maybe?
Yeah, I know.
We should give you guys a heads up that you're probably going to want to tune in to Channel 9 today. I think right around noon is when Colorado and Company, we'll have to look into
it. It's at 10.
Is it 10? I think they replay it at noon.
And then they replay it at noon.
On Channel 2,
so
maybe, or 9, or 7, or 6.
It.
I don't know. We'll get you all the details.
Yes,
but
definitely 10.
Check your TV program on your TV there. And definitely 10. Channel 9, Colorado and Company.
Yes.
We're bringing them pizzas for Slice Slice Baby.
Oh, this was a fun stop.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't happened yet.
Sure.
Yeah. It happens today.
Yes, it does.
Wink, wink. We didn't go yesterday and pre-record. It'll be today.
Yeah.
Live after the show. We're going to be there, so make sure you check it out. That's funny, Katie. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
This is going to be so fun.
Katie's on a lot of DayQuil.
I'm on a lot of medicine right now. What day is it? Like,
I got a quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
On what your thoughts are with men in shorts at the workplace. I just walked past the sports studio, the big window there. All the guys over there are in shorts.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of wearing shorts to a place of business. Even though we are in radio and stuff, we still have live streams. There's still clients that come in and out. And I looked at those clowns over there and I was like, man, you guys are wearing shorts today? I don't know. I just feel like it's not a good look for guys.
I think I'm just used to it because I've worked in the sports radio scene for so much of my career that, I mean, they roll in basketball shorts and tank tops all the time.
I know. It's such a weird look.
As if you just got off from the gym and now it's time to go into work. Like,
I got off the court. Yeah. I'm straight onto the mic.
It's like they're always doing sports. That's part of their whole lifestyle.
It's kind of their shtick, isn't it?
I'm going to get off of the show here and go play a pickup game of basketball down the street.
Right.
Like, that's their whole plan. So
I'm going to go find some high school kids and play a quick round of rugby or something.
Yeah, I'm just used to the fact that, you know, guys over on the sports station especially wear basketball shorts. I tried to acclimate that whole style one time in my career, and they sent out an email to the whole staff about how it's not okay to wear sweatpants to work.
Yeah, I would
so
agree
I've never
with
done
that.
It again. I've never done it again.
Yeah, I think we might need one of those eventually that goes out at this radio station cluster.
Dress a little nicer
because it is still an office in a very nice part of town. It's a very nice office. And we do have people coming in and out of here on a daily basis. And I'm just not a fan of showing off my knees.
I remember I came from the sports side, Jared, and you made fun of me one time, and I completely stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
I completely. Just, you're like, why am I looking at your knees?
I don't know.
Your knees. Why am I looking at your knees?
Dude's knees today.
You don't like dude's knees?
Yeah, I might go shoot a video of those guys' knees.
Not a leg guy, huh?
Knees.
Only knees.
Yeah, no joke. Man, only slobs next door.
That's funny.
All right, speaking of sports, what you got?
Well, the USA played last night, and they actually dropped the match against Turkey. Now, the good news about that is it didn't matter. They are already in first place in their division, and they're going on to the round of 32, which is very exciting because that will happen Wednesday, July 1st, and they're playing Bosnia and Herzegovina. Longest freaking name ever. Good Lord.
That's a place?
I guess so.
First time I've ever heard
Get
of
Get on
that
the Google
place.
Maps.
Bosnia and Herzegovina. We're gonna
Herzegovina.
I think it's Herzegovina.
There's a Z in there.
Hertz, like the rental car.
Whoa.
Hertz.
Is that where they're from?
Yeah.
Herzegovina?
Yeah, that's where Hertz originated, the rental car company.
I don't know, man.
Continue, Josh. Sorry.
It hurts my brain to say. Anyway, so much has gone on. This is
riveting so far.
The most viewed World Cup of all time, taking place in the U.S., all over, in Canada, as well as Mexico. And Europeans are finding out about the United States weather and just how serious it can get. People from Norway are coming over here, and they're playing in Kansas City right now. And Kansas City has some pretty bad weather.
We know the
famous line. We're not in Kansas anymore because they're getting massive tornadoes and huge clouds. One Norwegian fan said really quickly he loves Kansas, but the weather makes him a little scared.
Kansas City is amazing, really amazing, but I'm afraid of the weather.
Because it is. They're getting some massive tornadoes and huge hail and thunderstorms, which are coming from Colorado. We've been experiencing some pretty stormy weather here lately. Well, Kansas City usually gets that about a day or two later, and that is absolutely scary for them, for people who've never experienced any type of tornado. You know?
No, tornadoes are terrifying, especially if you're not used to them. The way they fill the sky, it's so ominous, like... Yeah.
Oh, totally.
And yeah, I love them.
No, it's so scary.
Americans, though, one thing that's funny and being brought by the World Cup is a lot of Google things are happening right now where...
Google things?
Well, a lot of Google searches.
Oh, Google searches. Okay.
Yeah, Google searches, Jer.
A lot of Google things.
Well, anyway...
What else?
They're searching things like, hey, what is soccer actually called? Well, around the world, we call it football. That is, a lot of people in America have no idea, which is kind of funny to me, but we call our American sport football. Then around the world, other people call that football. Is the U.S. having a World Cup, and is U.S. good at soccer? Yes, the U.S. is having a World Cup right now, and I guess we're okay at soccer right now. We're kind of actually getting a decent matchup.
You just said
matchup.
We're in first place.
Well, we're getting really good matchups right now. U.S. is not expected to win the World Cup. That's probably going to be France. They are very, very good. But right now we're getting good matchups, and we're 2-1. That's not too shabby.
USA.
The big thing that Europe is Googling right now is ranch an American thing? And yes, the Europeans are finding all about
That's
ranch,
so funny.
And they freaking love it. Now, what's funny is the TSA actually considers ranch a gel, which kind of sounds
that grosses me out.
Nasty, but you do have to put it in your checked bag because it is a sauce or a gel. So make sure if you're from Europe and obviously you're listening to JKJ, pack that ranch not in your carry-on because you'll be flagged for sure. And then also, a lot of people are asking why are their cleats so pink? Well, a lot of soccer players love. The electric fuchsia is the actual term for
electric
it.
Electric fuchsia.
Fancy.
But a lot of the companies that are
Sounds
making...
like a club downtown.
It electric, does.
Yes, it yeah. does. A lot of the companies oops, that are oops, making oops, the cleats, they want the they want their feet to stand out.
Yeah.
So they're making very brightly colored things as well. And then the final question that a lot of people are Googling is, do soccer players wear sports bras? Now, a lot of times in warm-ups, one of the funny things you'll see is men that look like they're actually wearing a sports bra. They're not wearing their kit yet or their jersey yet. And no, they're not wearing sports bras, everybody. Sorry to disappoint you. They're heart monitors, and they also monitor how much they run on the field. And it's just a health thing, just to see how much exercise they're getting, and they are really, really into tracking all that. So sorry to disappoint everybody. No, the men out there are not wearing the sports bra.
Darn it.
Oh, man.
I was really hoping.
Oh, boy.
Viral local moments, local legends, and just enough national drama to keep your group chat spicy.
Hope you guys are ready for this. It's JKJ's Mile High Hype
on Mix 100.
Well, let's get you updated on all the stuff going on today. I will tell you, today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day. And ironically, unironically, I don't know. It's also National Safer Workplace Day today, so be careful if you're bringing that pit bull to work today.
Right?
You put a little muzzle on it. What else is going on? The Tay-Tay-Travis wedding is supposed to be, allegedly, a multi-day event now. There's going to be an intimate gathering at Madison Square Garden on the 2nd with about 100 people. July 3rd, up to 2,000 guests for a much larger party. And then, when's the actual wedding?
On the 2nd is the wedding, and then the 3rd is a party is what
it
I heard.
It says that there's an intimate gathering on July 2nd.
Yeah, is that the wedding?
Yes, the intimate gathering is the wedding.
Why don't they just call it a wedding?
well, you know, they're famous. They got to be fancy.
It's
and
an intimate gathering, not a wedding.
But this is going to be a two-day event now. Like, how can she make it any bigger? My goodness. You know, if anybody's going to do it, though, it's overkill. Taylor Swift.
Multiple outfit changes. People are saying that Travis is super excited, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so despite the permits, the blocked streets, the reported invitations, the NYPD officers stationed outside Madison Square Garden remain unconvinced that Tay-Tay will marry Travis Kelce there next weekend. CNN went out and talked to a bunch of the officers, and they were all like, they think this is a ruse. This is a decoy. A lot of them are saying she's a glamorous girl. She wouldn't get married here.
I know.
That's kind of what I said yesterday. Yeah, I was like, why Madison Square Garden? Go somewhere intimate off in a forest and do something romantic and small.
Yeah, she tried to do that. She was up in Rhode Island. She had a place, and then people spilled the beans, so she canceled it. So I think she's just in the
going to have a wedding in Rhode Island?
Yeah, like they had a place booked. Like,
remember,
that
it was on the same day as another couple, right?
Yeah.
And the couple was like, no, that's
our
wedding day,
I think
wasn't
the word was that people found out about it. Like, people within the building, within the event center, that they told people, word was starting to spread that was where she was going to get married, and she wasn't having it. She's like, I'm not.
But now word's spreading about Madison Square Garden.
I think she's like, if I'm going to have the people talk about my wedding anyway, I'm going to get in front of it. And so
I bet you it's a decoy. Should we put a dollar on whether or not it's a decoy or not?
We should bet right now. I think I will bet $1. I think it's going to happen on the weekend of the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th that they are going to get married,
right,
and they're going to have a big party.
I'm the witness now. You guys made a verbal
MSG,
contract.
At the garden. They're going to get married.
All right.
I think it's a thing. They
are saying that she is a billionaire, and she can't afford to transform the venue into basically anything she wants.
Yeah.
So,
and the security there I think, is the biggest thing, because there are no windows. People can't peek in, and people can go park down underneath
peeking.
And come up top. Like, it's genius. It's kind of genius.
All right. Well, the suspense is killing me.
Yeah, same.
And I'll make sure I tune in for every moment of it.
Yeah.
Here's some news that made me smile because of the oversaturation of Dolly Parton. She's now got a Tennessee travel stop / truck stop. And she was there for the ribbon cutting. She surprised fans on Wednesday. And she poked a little fun at Bucky's, I guess, while she was there. Ooh, don't poke the beaver. Don't poke the beaver. So they've got gas pumps and charging stations, a travel stop fully stocked with Dolly-themed merchandise. There's a chandelier there that's made out of bedazzled guitars, which sounds kind of cool.
That does.
A restaurant, some grab-and-go barbecue, a coffee shop, showers, laundry room, seating area. It's a whole thing. It's a complete truck stop. And on top of it all, there's some TV commercials with a little Dolly jingle.
Tennessean travel stops. Tennessean travel stops. Come on in. You're welcome here. Just make yourself at home. At my Tennessean travel stops, everyone belongs. Cars and buses, campers, truckers. We have all you need in your comings and your goings. Now don't forget to stop and visit.
Oh my God, there's more.
Can I fill it up? You know I love you, so don't forget to stop and visit me.
Cute!
Tennessean travel stops.
Only Dolly Parton would pledge her love to you in
a
jingle.
But now that I hear that again, I was listening to it off the air. I don't think I'd ever go there.
I think it sounds just like a Bucky's. Like,
kinda.
The showers, the coffee, barbecue.
Sure, it's
grab
a truck
and go
stop.
Barbecue. I know, but
exactly.
It's like, there's a lot of things Bucky's is famous for, the barbecue,
the
massive
layout.
Thing. It seems like it's
you put Dolly's name on it.
Yeah.
Some big boobs.
Okay. Calm down, Chair. The beavers. You know, it's fine. What? Oh, the beavers package is fine. All right, let's go to local news, like the Denver affordable housing crisis. Okay, let's get serious for a second.
I'm fine.
Because, no, they're thinking they've got a solution to the affordable housing crisis.
Yeah.
And it's kind of terrifying, like stackable trailer houses.
Well,
have we not seen Ready Player One?
What?
Josh, that's immediately what I thought of.
That's incredibly, it's a big renewable industry right now.
Stop.
Taking containers and making tiny houses.
Stop.
They look rad. Have you not seen them?
Have you read the books, Jeremy?
Yeah, I know.
This is where it starts. This is how it starts.
I think it's a good look.
People start, like, then gas is too expensive. You can't go anywhere. And then you're just huddled up in this little trailer house and you're on the internet.
We're doing that anyway.
You have an avatar and you don't even care about your real life.
You could do that in Highlands Ranch.
No,
it sounds like everybody's day already.
I don't like it. Denver's Santa Fe Art District is among the city's modular affordable housing complexes that they're starting up. In 6 months, people could be living in these things.
They're neat looking.
It has started.
I follow a couple Instagram accounts for these guys that take these old storage containers and they turn them into tiny houses. They're banging looking.
It's when
like I kind
of
want one.
Stacking them on top of each other.
Yeah, okay.
That's not good.
Maybe you lived in an apartment.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I just don't think that this is the way we want to go. I get that there's a housing crisis and we need to fix it, but gosh, do we not learn from the stuff we've put out already? I just feel like
this is a movie.
This is the same thing as AI. And AI was only a book in the 80s. Terminator wasn't going to happen in the 80s. And look, here we are.
It's
just one step away from that cop coming to my door, chasing me down the highway. Like
They've done that anyway. You've been in jail.
Shut up, Jerry. No. I didn't try and get away.
This is just your childhood.
No. I don't like it. The minute I saw it, and I'm glad you thought the same thing.
Right away.
Immediately, I was like, Ready Player One. I don't know if you read Ready Player Two.
I don't know what your beef with affordable housing, but man, send your hate mail to Katie.
How about just make life
at mix100.com.
How about we just make life affordable and I don't have to be stacked on top of somebody else?
People fall on hard times.
How about that? How about that, Jeremy?
People fall on hard times.
Yeah, it's not okay. Not okay. Anyway. Just in case you're wondering, that's happening.
And we all have avatars already. And we all sit on the internet already.
Not like that.
And
not
you
like
sit on your couch all day.
No, I don't. I'm out. I walked 3 miles yesterday. Well, you ate a Costco hot dog, homie.
Oh my
so
God,
let's
it was
just, like,
so
talk
good.
About that for a second.
Hold up. I got the drink I got was their Mocha Freeze.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, that combination,
is
the Costco hot dog with a Mocha Freeze. Game changer in the world of snacks.
I smelled you after that. That is not a game changer.
I will also tell you, about 20 minutes after having that for lunch, I was like, that was a bad idea.
Yeah,
that was a really bad idea. Especially when we had to go down to Channel 9 and be on TV.
Yes.
And I ate a big old glizzy before we went down. I was like,
not
a good choice.
The best life
anyway,
decision.
Anyway, carry on.
Okay, Grand Slam Paint Jam. We're getting to it because that is tomorrow and Sunday. Real quick, it is absolutely free, and they're telling all ages to come on down there. Live Mural Festival is what they're calling it, and they're going to have over 20 muralists there. Live art demos, interactive art stations, music, food trucks, all the stuff. But again, it is absolutely free. So we wanted to just let people know about it. It's going to be right around Lawrence Street. So between 22nd and 23rd and Lawrence, I think, is where it's going to be. But yeah, definitely a fun thing to bring the family to. And I know that everybody's looking for stuff for the kiddos. And this one is free.
Yeah.
What's free? Okay.
How much?
Absolutely free, $99. And then one more because Cheyenne Mountain Zoo has two new baby grizzly bears.
Oh my God.
They are just like 30 pounds or super little. They have that ring around their collar like grizzly baby
They're
bears.
Incredibly
do.
Cute.
They're so
it's that cuddle aggression that I have. I want to bite them.
Well, not only you. There was a newscaster in Colorado Springs who was talking about it, and it had me laughing.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Oh, they are so cute.
For now.
Oh, look at that guy with his tongue. Oh, man. I know that the, you shouldn't, but I would love to hug one.
I would love to hug one. So we can't hug him or even see him just yet.
Sounds like
got
a girl I used to date. And she looked at me. She was like,
oh, look at that guy with his tongue. Oh, man.
Yeah, she's hot.
Oh, Jeremy. Okay. Again, you can't really see him down there in the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo because they have them in the Rocky Mountain Wild kind of getting their examinations.
They're acclimating.
Exactly. They're
you don't want to throw them in with the big grizzlies.
No,
right off
they
the
can
bat.
See the grizzlies through a fence, though. So they're trying to get them acclimated with the two bigger, they're like 20-year-old grizzlies that started
you?
As cubs, too.
Who are you?
And well, here's the thing. This is the first time cubs have been brought to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in over 20 years. And the reason they had to, it's kind of sad. Their mother was euthanized because of a history of conflicts with people. So they're hoping that this raises awareness to people, though, because there's so many folks out there who are looking for that picture, right? They don't care. And this stuff can happen if you get too close to
animals. I wish they could
animals,
do that to my mother-in-law.
They're trying. Okay.
Euthanizer?
One can always hope.
She has a history of conflicts
always
with people, too.
All right. Well,